Hello?
Yes, hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care. This is David.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm just calling in regards to, I see you spoke with Sarah yesterday about the home care services.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was just calling to follow up, get the rest of the information and explain to you how the process goes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I believe you have a caregiver that you want to sign up. Is that correct?
Yes, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, so how the process, so the intake process goes is that we need two steps completed before the case can start. Number one is that we need the caregiver to be fully active with us. So, they have some application requirements that they need to get completed. And the
Okay.
second part is that we need to get the authorization from the insurance company for the services to be able to start. So once we have these two steps, we can actually start.
Okay.
Okay.
One of my or both of my caregivers are making $15.50 an hour, and I'm trying to get them from where they are now to come over to me. Sarah said you were matched that. Is that correct?
So I can ask about the rate. Did she give you a definite rate, or she told you she would ask?
She said they, well, you can either one is fine since I'm talking to you now, whatever way you like to do it. But what is happening now, and I'm just letting you know, I called or when I was trying to find a home care agency, this Modani agency had called me, and they had started the process, but for me, it's like pulling teeth.
Oh, wow.
Every time I call, I can't get anyone. My first caregiver, who I had, I don't know where things stand. That's why I called Sarah yesterday. I'm willing, I need the help.
Right.
So I'm trying to get
I get that.
someone in here as quick as possible. So that's the rate Modani had given them. If you're willing to go with that, if you can get my help quicker, you know what I mean? I mean,
Yeah.
I spoke with her a while back, but I guess we lost some kind of touch through the holidays, but things are really getting drastic here.
Oh, wow. So I'm sure it's very frustrating not being able to get through to anyone and getting things done. But with us, we're very on top of it. So we say that it all depends on the caregivers when they get their paperwork in. So that's really what it depends on. And then the insurance company when they send the authorization. But for our part, we're very on top of it.
Okay, how long, what actually, like one of my caregivers is here now, and they're just with another company, but she, what can I tell her to expect if this other company doesn't contact her? I'll go with you.
For the paperwork?
Everything from finish to, yeah.
Right, so whatever they'll need. So let me tell you. So first of all, there will be a few links that we'll send them. They just need to complete it online, very easy, very simple. It goes straight to us. Those are the paperwork, the application, and all that. They need to get a TB test done, unless they had one done within the last year.
Yeah, I think they have all that. They're both ready, fully ready.
Okay,
That's
so
just
that
like I
sounds
say, the
great.
other place is just, I'm stressed out trying to be in
Wow.
contact with them.
Yeah, that's very frustrating. So if they have the TB test, I would say they can get, signed up within a day, even.
Okay, well, what I'll do, I'm going to give this company, I'm going to talk to the other caregiver. And if they didn't do anything further by, what's the day? By Thursday? Can you call me back?
Sure. Unless
And
you want
we'll
to
just.
start with us, because at the rate it's going, it sounds like we can have them active, even before that company gets back to you.
Well,
But again, okay, it's
this
up
is,
to you.
This is, well, this is what, like I said, the two things that I don't know how far along the other caregiver, she's not here to mm-hmm. ask her any questions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I at least want to talk to her and see if she's willing to, like, you know, she submitted everything to that company now. Is she willing to submit to it? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I got to make sure she's on board with moving forward with you guys. So I just need that time to speak with her. Like I said, the other one is here, and if I asked her to, because she didn't get anywhere, she just gave, today she gave them her name and number. So she's, like, fresh. You know, I have 86 hours, so I'm just, you know, let me talk to the first one, and then if you can call me back personally on Thursday, I would appreciate that.
Sure. I'll make a note of that to call you back. I just do have one question for you, so I can find out the rate, if we can pay $15.50 for the caregivers.
Okay.
That depends on how many hours the caregivers work. So how many hours do they each work?
I didn't break it. I just started with this other one, but I know the other one was going to do the whole 86.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like I said, I just got this one on board the other day. So, like, I have, like, one main caregiver right now, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's going to be sort of a backup, or you'll see once that one is signed up how many hours?
Well, more backup, more, you know, that's a lot of hours, you know, for one person. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to need two, but I can't just tell this, you know, tell the first one, hey, you know what I mean? I need to at least speak to her.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah.
So if you want to go with one with 86, that's fine, or one with 70, you know, that something like that would, I don't know. I just need to find out what they're going to say.
Okay. Not a problem. That's not a problem. So I guess you just follow up with them, and I'll give you a call on Thursday. If you have an answer before that, you can always call me back. Do you want my number, or do you have it on the caller ID?
Is it 267-551-7426?
Yes, this is my direct phone number, so you can just reach me at any time through this number.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Ruth.
Yeah, see, I appreciate you. I mean, to get this kind of call would take me 4 days with the other
company.
Yeah,
I don't know why they give you such a hard time. That's not fair.
It's been rough, you know. So, we'll if you can call me around this time on Thursday, that would be great.
Okay, sounds good. We'll be in touch then.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great day, David.
Bye.
Bye.